Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm, sunny day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, making it perfect weather for outdoor activities. Jerusalem is enjoying a gentle breeze, while Haifa sees a bit of cloud coverage. A warm night is expected later. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. has issued new sanctions targeting Iran's oil shipments to China. This comes as part of a broader economic strategy. The State Department has also announced a reward for information on disrupting the financial mechanisms of the IRGC. That's from the Jerusalem Post, just in. Also, the UAE has reportedly attacked Iran. The Wall Street Journal reports military strikes, including one on a refinery on the island of Lavan. This development was reported earlier today. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu appeared on 60 Minutes last night. He emphasized that the conflict with Hezbollah should be seen separately from the broader Iran war. The Forward covered this story. Separately, a recent report highlights a significant influx of Israeli pension savers into stock-heavy funds. The market rally has fueled this risk appetite, as reported by Ynet Business from earlier this week. And finally, Israel Aerospace Industries is moving to merge its subsidiary Elta into the parent company. This strategic move aims to increase sales beyond the current $8 billion a year, as detailed by Walla Business. Here's what people are saying online. Arsen Ostrovsky, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago criticizing a New York Times piece by Nicholas Kristof. He argues that the article dangerously distorts the truth and could exacerbate anti-Semitism. David M. Friedman, former U.S. ambassador to Israel, also weighed in earlier today. He condemned the New York Times for publishing accusations against Israeli soldiers in their opinion section, stating the claims lack factual basis. Yossi Goldstein, an Israeli commentator, expressed a strong view on Hezbollah, stating that the group has no right to exist. That was written earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. sanctions. The Jerusalem Post reports that these measures aim to curb Iran's oil trade with China, a key economic lifeline for Tehran. The reward for disrupting the IRGC's financial networks underscores the U.S.'s commitment to economic pressure. This move could further strain U.S.-Iran relations, affecting the region's stability. Turning to the UAE's military actions, the Wall Street Journal notes the UAE's strategic strikes in Iran reflect heightened tensions in the region. The attack on Lavan Island's refinery signifies a direct challenge to Iran's infrastructure. These actions may escalate regional conflicts, potentially drawing in other Gulf states. Meanwhile, in his 60 Minutes interview, Netanyahu separated the Hezbollah conflict from the wider Iran issue. According to the Forward, he stressed the importance of addressing Hezbollah's threats independently. This distinction could influence Israel's military and diplomatic strategies, impacting its regional alliances. Turning to business and markets. First, Ben-Gurion Airport faces congestion issues. CTEC reports that parking shortages have led to the relocation of American aircraft to bases abroad. This move highlights the logistical challenges at Israel's main airport. Separately, Ynet Business detailed the shift of Israeli pension funds into equities. The record transfer of 35 billion shekels indicates a growing confidence in the market rally. This trend could impact future investment strategies in Israel's financial sector. And finally, as reported by Walla Business, Israel Aerospace Industries plans to merge Elta into the parent company. This merger aims to boost sales and enhance their competitive edge in the global market. The decision reflects IAI's ambition to expand its influence and revenue streams. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. please verify key details independently.